Many listeners wrote in after last week's show to tell us we'd been had. Luckily, your ears are often keener than our own. In a story about a cheating scandal at Hanover High School in New Hampshire, a student interviewed for the piece was identified by our reporter as, well, let's just replay the tape.
Junior Mike Roch says the kids do deserve to be punished by their principal, but not by a prosecutor.
Yeah, I think they're really coming down.
To catch that? We didn't. As any teacher probably could have told us, there is no student at Hanover High named Mike Roch. And apparently, our reporter, our editor, and every member of our staff missed that episode of The Simpsons.
Mo's Tavern, where the elite meet to drink.
Hello, is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately? Listen to me, you little puke. One of these days, I'm going to catch you, and I'm going to carve my name on your back with an ice pick.
Let's just say Hanover High 1, NPR 0. A plus for those of you who did your homework this week, and it was a hard assignment. We asked you to approach a complete stranger and get them to tell you about a time they lied or cheated. Mary Lee Kirsten Day of Grundy Center, Iowa, wrote in that the clerk at her local convenience store admitted that he once asked a coworker to cover for him for a few hours and then left for the whole night. Vincent Mickleborough was getting a burger at a shop in Prescott, Arizona. He talked to a lady who said that when she was a girl, she used to peek at other kids' tests, and she thinks lying and cheating is in human nature. But she asks Jesus for forgiveness. Another faithful homework doer was Luigi Berrigan. He found that, surprise, surprise, strangers he asked pretty much clammed up. Though he got a lot of ums and blank stares, Berrigan said he thoroughly enjoyed the exercise. And now for this week's assignment. We'll try to go easy on you this time. Tell us a story about how a piece of music changed your life.